ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisance unto him and all members of Sri Parampara. So the title of this little session is Prayer and the Holy Name. And we're going to have some quotes from Srila Prabhupada, from his books, and some prayers to the Holy Name, and prayers through the Holy Name. I have a little mantra that I work with, praying to the Holy Name through the Holy Name. So you'll learn what that means. And hopefully at the end we'll do the Shikshastika. I know we do it every day. At least many of you are not from this temple. I also try to chant every day if possible. But I have my little prayer, my little poem version that you may have heard before, but it's a nice meditation. And it's important just in general that we have so much Sanskrit and Bengali flying everywhere that as much as possible to know the meaning of these words when you're chanting them. It adds like a, you know, 100-200% more depth to the experience that we have. So I'll deal with that also. So we'll begin with Prabhupada's quote from the famous address on the record album. Now, this record album has had had a great history. You know, it was miraculously, they were able to make a record just like a month or two after founding the 22nd Avenue Center. And Prabhupada was chanting, everyone was starting to chant, you know, but there was no mridanga. They had a little bongo drum. You see Prabhupada playing it in Tompkins Square Park, you know. So the night before the record, there was this gentleman who was attracted to it, and he was a record producer, and he wanted to make a record album. So the devotees, Prabhupada said, of course, let's do it. But there was no mridanga. But the night before, miraculously, some strangers just walked into the temple with the mridanga, you know. And the devotees were ecstatic, you know, and then they showed it to Prabhupada. But he wanted his mridanga back. You know, he left the temple. He wasn't part of the temple, part of the center. So they told him the next morning, we're going to make a record tomorrow, and it would be nice if we could have the mridanga. So he left. He said yes, but they didn't think he was so enthusiastic. And they said, well, he probably won't see him. But sure enough, he appeared the next day. And you hear that wonderful mridanga playing. That's Prabhupada playing the mridanga on that album, you know, and it adds so much. So he had written an address. He had written something beforehand, and this is part of his famous address where he explains the significance of the Hare Krishna mantra. So you see, I guess it's up to me now. Let's see. I guess I let it expire. I'm sorry. Oh, forward this way. Oh, there we go. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada says in this famous address on the first record album, these three words, namely Hara, Krishna, and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the Lord Father's grace, and the Lord reveals himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. Now, whenever I read this or remember this, I always think of my own childhood in Long Island, right near New York City. I lived within a 15 or 20 minute drive of the beach, as most people do on Long Island. And every Sunday in the summer, my father would take us to the beach and I would, you know, hang out. I never liked to go in the water much, but I would, you know, play around in the sand. And so many people covering the beach, you know, and inevitably some little kid would get lost, you know. He would be wandering around and crying for his mother. You can imagine in all the strange bodies and, you know, everything, there's the big ocean. Suddenly he's without his mother, you know. So he's crying, and what we would do, we'd take that kid and give him to the lifeguard. The lifeguard has the stand, you know, so he can see out into the water. And he'd hold the kid up like this, you know. And inevitably, the mother would come running, you know, and the kid would be overjoyed, and the mother would be overjoyed, and they'd be reunited. So I always remember that scene when I think of this. And it really is like that. We're really helpless here. you know, in the material energy. And by studying the philosophy, hearing, we soon realize, yes, we really need Krishna's help, you know. And in when we chant Hare Krishna, in that mood, really imploring that for protection, and as Lord Chaitanya says, please pick me up, place me as an atom at your lotus feet, Krishna responds there. It's not just a meditation. The chanting of Hare Krishna is certainly a meditation, but it's also a prayer, an ardent prayer. And we should try to have that prayerful attitude when we chant, both in the japa and the kirtan. So Prabhupada explains very nicely the mood. And then there's this wonderful verse in the Madhya Lila, chapter 22. This is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan about the practice of devotional service. And Prabhupada would sometimes chant this verse, and he would sometimes cite it from the Madhya Lila. And he explains in the purport, which we'll read on the next slide, how this is really an important mindset to have when we're chanting. So let's see if we can chant this. I'll chant, you chant. Kama dinam katina katita palita durnideshas. Kama dinam katina katita palita durnideshas. I'll chant it myself. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapano pashanti. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I thought it was just such a hard verse. I'm not, whoops, now I went too far. Here we go. All right, I went too far. Let's try it again. Kama dinam katina katita palita durnideshas. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapano prashantihi. Utsrinjaitan adi yadupate sampratam labdha buddhis. Tvamayatak sadhanamabhayam manhiyung svatma dasye. Sadhanamabhayam. In Prabhupada's translation, O my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered these desires so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. But now my intelligence has awakened, and now I am giving them up. Refusing to obey the unwanted orders of the desires, I have come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. So this is a prayer originally by Madhavendra Puri, expressing the attitude of someone who's finally awoken to the truth and is appealing to Krishna to engage in service, and that's the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. From the purport, Prabhupada says, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha mantra, we are saying, Hare, O energy of the Lord, O my Lord Krishna. In this way, we are simply addressing the Lord and His spiritual potency, represented as Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, or Lakshmi Narayan. The devotee always prays to the Lord and His internal energy or consort, so that he may engage in their transcendental loving service. So, I put this into a little poem, which I like to share. In how many ways have I sought to obey the seductive demands of my wicked desires? They've shown me no mercy. Yet on I've gone shamelessly trying to quench lust's unquenchable fires. But now I'm rejecting these hellish desires, for my higher intelligence now has awakened. O Krishna, O shelter of fearlessness, please let me serve you with faith that will never be broken. So this is the, we can read this prayer, we can absorb it, and have that attitude as we chant the holy name. Is that, because really it's a battle, you know? We are on a battlefield. And our soul is what's going to happen to it. Are we going to stay within the bonds of material energy? Or are we going to cling to Krishna's lotus feet and go back to Godhead? So due to our conditioning, we have so many tendencies to forget Krishna, to think that we're the enjoyers, to think that we're the controllers, to postpone. We may philosophically understand the need for taking full shelter of Krishna, But generally we think, well, we have so much time. It's a gradual process, you know. But we have to be careful that that gradual process doesn't stretch over lifetimes. So there's actually an urgency to it. And by hearing these prayers and by reading them and by imbibing them and actually taking them in and making them our own, we can improve the quality of our chanting. And that's the whole purpose of this, how to, through prayerful chanting, evoking Krishna's mercy. Okay, let's go on. Let's see. Okay. Now, besides praying to Radha and Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we should also remember while chanting that the name of Krishna is Krishna. In fact, one of the 10 offenses is to think the holy name is different from Krishna. Now, before we go on here, we chant the 10 offenses here every day, which is good. It's not done every day in every temple I've been in. So that's a very good practice. And generally, this second offense, to consider the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu, right? But there's another part to that offense, because of the way the Sanskrit is constructed, and I'll explain it to you. This line, which is the second verse describing the offenses from the Padma Purana, is quoted in the purport. Srila Prabhupada quotes it in Adi Lila 8:24. Shiva sashi Vishnu yahya guna nama adi sakalam diya binnam pashyet sakalu hadi nama hitakara. In this material world, the holy name of Vishnu is all auspicious. Shivasa, Shri Vishnu. That word Shivasya, see? Vishnu's name, form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental absolute knowledge. Therefore, if one tries to separate the absolute personality of Godhead from his holy name or his transcendental form, qualities, and pastimes, thinking them to be material, that is offensive. Now, what's the implication for this? When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, we are associating directly with Krishna in sound form. This diya bindam means the mentality of separation. That has to be given up. That's an offense, right? So, what does that mean? It's inconceivable how this sound, Krishna, and also we should remember that's Radharani there in Hare. That's the evocative form of Hara. And Ram is also a name for Krishna, meaning the supreme reservoir of pleasure. That, as Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna has invested these names with his full shaktis, sarva shakti. And so we're actually can associate with Krishna. And yet we find the mind is running away, isn't it? We sometimes wonder, and this question has come up here, how did we ever fall from the spiritual world? Weren't we completely blissful there with Krishna? You know? Well, one of the things that I realized is that we reenact that fall every day in the Hare Krishna movement. Where are we going with our mind when we're chanting Hare Krishna? There's Krishna right there. We're inviting Krishna into our heart by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And yet, it's like you invite someone home for lunch and then you're not there when he gets there. Where is your mind? You're a million miles away, you see? So this is the conditioned mind is turning away from Krishna and into the material world, trying to enjoy or trying to control. So it's an effort. By the strong intelligence, we try to control the mind and bring it back. Isn't it? That's one of the things Krishna mentions in the sixth chapter. From wherever and whatever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self. That's the cap as self. So we want Krishna to control our mind. We want to be fully surrendered to Krishna in the form of the holy name. So remembering that this name, even though we can't conceive how it's true, that this name I'm so privileged to chant is actually God. This is actually Krishna. This can help you to feel the presence of the Lord and be in the proper attitude for praying to the name by remembering that. Now, just a little note on the Sanskrit here, because this is one of these verses that can be interpreted in different ways according to how you understand the word Shivasya and the words Diya Binnam. For those, this is interesting because, anyway, the usual thing that we say to think that the name of Vishnu is equal, or the name of Shiva is equal to the name of Vishnu. That's the second offense we chant. So here, the word Shivasya can also mean of Shiva. You see, the name of Shiva and the name of Vishnu is Diya Binnam. Now, if you just close those two words up, what do you get? dia abhinnam, you see? And you can't say whether it's dia abhinnam or dia abhinnam. You see, this is the way the Sanskrit works. And therefore, you have, like we have in those who are familiar with the Upadeshamrita, niyamagraha can be understood in several ways, right? Niyamagraha or niyamagraha. The Sanskrit is a very fine language. So thinking that there's no difference between the name of Shiva and the name of Vishnu is also an offense. You see that? And thinking that there is a difference in the auspicious Shivasya name of Vishnu and the person Vishnu, that's also an offense. So this one we don't say, but it's an under part of those 10 offenses. It kind of expands into 11 offenses. You see? And so it's good to remember this purport. It's right there in the purport. So try to remember as we begin to chant our rounds every day, and of course in kirtan, that we are actually associating with Krishna in his holy name. And this is why it's so purifying. Because it's direct association with Krishna. And if we were completely clear and receptive, we would also experience those symptoms of ecstasy that we read about all the time in the Shastra. So we want to do that. Okay, anytime there's a question or comment, feel free to raise your hand and we can stop. Yes, something? No? Okay. Yes, in the back. Go ahead.
Sorry, just a slight question. So could you just, if you don't mind explaining again the meaning of Dia Binnam, you're saying that there's two ways of understanding this verse. One is that the name of Krishna is, thinking that it's non-different from the name of Vishnu,
yes,
is an offense. Name of Shiva is an offense. But, and what's the other interpretation?
Yes. Well, taking the word Shivasya to simply mean auspicious. So that's the auspicious name of Vishnu. And then thinking that, then you see that as Dia Abhinnam. Abhinnam means, then you see it as Dia, as it's written here, Dia Binnam, and as Prabhupada explains it. Binnam means separation. Having the mentality, Dia, that there's separation between the auspicious name of Vishnu and Vishnu himself. That's the offense that we normally don't chant, but explained here. The other one is taking the word Shivasya to mean the name of Shiva. You see, names such as the name of Shiva or the name of Vishnu, that there is Abhinnam. You see, that the Dia Abhinnam, because that Abhinnam merges into the long A in Dia, and you can't see it. So you have to understand both sides of it. So Abhinnam means no difference. That there's no difference between the name of Shiva and the name of Krishna. We can chant either one. It gives you the same thing. You see? You understand? Thinking that there's no difference is an offense. There is a great difference between Vishnu and Shiva.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the one reason. Okay. Okay. So we can go on? Okay. Let me go on here too. Okay, very good. Now, since the holy name of Krishna is Krishna, we can pray to the holy name while chanting Hare Krishna. I call it praying to the holy name through the holy name. What should we pray for? We should pray for pure bhakti, or that which leads to pure bhakti. Our main problem while chanting is a lack of taste and thus a wandering mind. So we can pray or have the thought while chanting. Now, before we read this prayer, which is an original prayer, I just wrote it. It's a suggestion. But just one of the things about reading Prabhupada's books is that you read glorifications of Krishna, glorifications of the holy name. So if you get to the Ancha Lila, when you do, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first chapter is this wonderful, there's many aspects to it. It has several verses, good many verses, quoted from Rupa Goswami's Vidugdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. And in that Vidugdha Madhava, he writes this verse that when Lord Chaitanya heard it, he went into ecstasy. He said he never heard any such a beautiful expression of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur was there also, you know. So what is that verse? This is the standard for how to have taste for the holy name. There's other verses like this, but this is a famous one. Tunde tanda manita timba tandute dundabali labdeye. You can immediately hear the skill of Sanskrit composition. Karna kroda kadhammani gatayate karnabode vyakspriham. Chetak prangana sangini vichayate sarvendriyanam kutim no jane janita kiyadbida mitai krishneti varnadvayi. So in this verse he says, Rupa Goswami writes, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced, When I chant them, they seem to dance within my mouth, and I want to have millions of mouths. Why just one? When they enter the ears, I want to have millions of ears to hear the holy name. And when they enter into the courtyard of the heart, they completely stun the senses. The senses become inactive and my mind is fixed on Krishna. So this is an expression. It's appeared twice in that chapter. So this is kind of, you know, when we're chanting, sometimes, you know, the mind is wandering. It's like, what time is it? It's only 5:40. I thought it was 6:30. You know, not quite on that level. But this is where we want to go. So here's how a prayer to the holy name while chanting in the holy name. O holy name, for so many lifetimes, I have wandered in the darkness, suffering in so many bodies. And now by your mercy and that of my gurus, I have gotten the great opportunity to chant you and be delivered. But my mind is like a wild horse running out of control and not letting me focus on you. Please give me the power to control the wild horse of my mind and hear every nectarian syllable of the Hare Krishna mantra. So you can pray to the holy name for the ability to hear the holy name. I've tried it. If you actually have that thought, you know, I had some results. I was able to quiet the mind and focus nicely better on the holy name. So this is a perfectly bona fide way of praying because Krishna is in his holy name. Now, this is a little bit of diversion, not too far. Oh, sorry. Gotta get this. Okay. Speaking of the wild horse of the mind, there is a beautiful prayer in the Padyavali 67. And please join me in this. I think you'll enjoy it. Bhava bhava klesh sakasa satahata. Paribrahmam indriya kapatantare. Niyamyata madhavame manohayas. Tradangri shankau drida bhakti bandhane. Beaten by hundreds of whips of material sufferings, the horse of my mind is running wildly on the dangerous road of the senses. O Lord Madhava, please rein in that wild horse and tie it to the hitching post of your lotus feet with the ropes of strong devotional service. Goa Premanami, Hari Hari Bo. Beautiful prayer. Anyone who wants the Padyavali, you can't find it. Just write to me, I'll send it to you. Yes, question, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Oh, Hari Bo.
When you hear devotees mention praying to the holy name, and I wondered if an aspect of that can be, is that also when we're chanting?
What, you say while chanting?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. While chanting, that was the idea. You're praying to the holy name through the chanting of the holy name.
So now when you're hearing in your own way, can you describe what that's like?
Well, it's like this. We're chanting Hare Krishna. Now, ideally, the thought in your mind should be Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. In other words, every single syllable, that should be the content of your thought. But we're talking about how the mind is dragging us. We're thinking of yesterday, tomorrow, a million different things, right? So instead of that, you know, regard the holy name as an actual person. It's a person. This is Krishna who has agreed to appear to allow you to chant him. You know, and it's such a boon. It's the greatest blessing we can have by the grace of our gurus, acharyas of all kinds, right? How many people are chanting Hare Krishna in the city of Chicago at 5 in the morning? 100? 200 maybe? You know, I know they're not all here, but I mean, out of what, 10 million? You know, it's a very rare boon to have that inspiration to even chant Hare Krishna. But to take full advantage of Krishna's presence in this holy name, we need to become absorbed. We actually have to hear the holy name with full attention and devotion. And so these prayers, now you can have that thought. In other words, you're going to think of something. All right, so have that thought that it may not be exactly all these words that I spoke, but you know, you could read that beforehand and kind of set the mind, you know, in that mood, and then chant with that attitude. And when thoughts come, that the thought, let it be, oh, you know, please, O Holy Name, please give me the power to concentrate better on you. Oh, Srimati Radharani, you know, I, my mind is wandering. Please fix me at your lotus feet like that. To actually feel that, you know, this, that the Holy Name is there as a person. We have so many things we understand. Krishna is there in the deity, isn't it? So Krishna is also there in the Holy Name. That's another avatar. Okay, moving on. Now, we did this one. Maharaj shared this one with us before, but I'm going to share it with you again. Because this is also within the realm of Vandanam in relationship to the Holy Name. Remember, Vandanam has those three aspects of obeisances, glorification, and prayer. So this is from the Namashtaka of Rupa Goswami, which I highly recommend. Again, available at my email address. I'm sorry, I don't have a website. It's in the Stavamala, if you can, you have that, or can find it. But this one is specifically offering obeisances to the Holy Name after glorifications. So please join me in this. Sudita Shadjanati Rashaye. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not good at this. I'm better when I'm standing up. Sudita Shadjanati Rashaye. Ramyachid Ghanasukhaswarupine. Nama Gokala Mahotsavayate. Krishna Purna Vapushe Namo Namaha. O name who destroy the many sufferings of those who take shelter of you. O name who are the form of delightful and intense spiritual bliss. O name who are a festival of happiness for Gokula. O perfect and complete holy name of Lord Krishna, I bow down and offer my respects to you again and again. So this, of course, recalls the mood of the Trinadapisuni Chena. We're going to do Shikshastik in a few minutes. And this kind of supplication, first appreciating the glories of the holy name and then offering obeisances repeatedly. This is the proper attitude to get the mercy of the name. Now, there are three of them. I want to point out before we go on, there's a book by, songbook, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Geetavali. And one of those, series of songs is eight songs, and each one is based on another verse of this Namashtaka. I'm sure you're familiar with one of those songs, Narada Muni Bhajanaviya. That's the eighth song, and we're going to read that Sanskrit verse upon which that song is based. So if you're interested, again, Geetavali, you may not find it, write to me, I'll send you a PDF. I have a nice translation. And he just expands on each of these songs so wonderfully. You know, you can see and each one of them ends with a prayer, actually. You know, a prayer to the Holy Name. So it's very wonderful. So the next two are glorification, or prayers to the name for taste, especially. Agadamana Yashoda Nandana Nandasuno. Kamala Nayana Gopi Chandra Vrindavanendra. Panata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe. Tvai Mama Rata Uchar Vardatam Namadeha. O Holy Name, you have many forms, such as Agadamana, the crusher of Agasura, Yashodanandana, beloved son of Yashoda, Nandasunu, son of Nanda, Kamala Nayana, lotus-eyed one, Gopi Chandra, moon of the gopis, Vrindavan Indra, king of Vrindavan, and Panata Karuna, reservoir of mercy for the surrendered souls, and of course Krishna. I pray that my love for you in these many forms may greatly increase. So we can pray to the name for attraction to the Holy Name. This is, we can pray to Krishna for eternal love for him. That's the best prayer, as Lord Chaitanya says. And this is the last verse of the Namashtaka. Whoops, sorry about that. Narada vino jivana sadomi nirya samaduri pura. Nada divino jivana sudormi niryasa maduri pura from Krishna nama kamam spodame rasane vasena sada. O holy name of Lord Krishna, O life and soul of Narada's Veena, O flood of thick sweet nectar moving in waves, please always dance on my tongue and reveal the transcendental mellows of prema. So one may think, oh, these prayers are too advanced for me. But they're not too advanced for us. We can't expect that it's going to happen right away. But still, formulating this desire, this is the great value of these prayers that have been given to us. Is that we may not know how to pray, we may not be so confident of praying, but if we should know that if we simply take the prayers that have already been written by the great acharyas and offer them to Krishna or to the holy name, that they're bona fide. Now, there are some prayers that may be beyond us, you know, and we can recognize that for some intimate service to Radha and Krishna. We can stay away from those right now. But certainly, this prayer, this is meant for everybody. This is the Hare Krishna mantra is meant for everybody. This prayer and prayers like it that I've shared with you are available for all of us. So this is the just a sampling of prayers. Next we're going to begin with Sri Shikshastika. And the reason why I chose the Shikshastika, it's so nice we chant it here every day, but not everyone who's here right now lives here. At the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Antilila, the whole chapter is on focused on the Shikshastika. There's a summary of the Leela, and then the Shikshastika winds it up. So the Shikshastika is essential. The whole philosophy is there in seed form, and it's explained in the book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati comments on this Shikshastika, the esoteric meaning of the different verses. But the glorification of the holy name and the prayers that are contained there, those three prayers, I think I've shared with you them before, and the progressive, this is going up all the way to the highest levels of prema bhakti. And there and I'll share this with you at the end of this Shikshastika, that we are enjoined to read it every day. It's like a Pala Shruti. You know what the Pala Shruti is? Is the verse that tells you the benefits of chanting some ashtaka or whatever it is. In the Bhagavatam you'll find, at the end of the pastime of Govardhan, you know, it says, anyone who honors this or reads this will be free from the threat of snakes, I think it is, and when you go in Govardhan, something like that. But there's, of course, much greater benefit than that. That's one of the benefits. But the Pala Shruti of just reading the Shikshastika every day is that one will surely develop prema for Krishna. So we should study that. There's so much there, and it's such a foundational work that I want to share this with you. And we'll do my little... Now on this one, I think you turn it around, because I'm going to have these kartals. So you could either use this or the space bar method. So I have a little presentation. We have the band ready with the drum. Is our drummer there? There he is. Faithful drummer. The good drummer is so important, I'm sure you know. So, I'm going to need your help after each verse. Okay. So most of us know it. We can chant this Sanskrit. And then we'll do the English. If you write, you can read along with me. This is my own little attempt at poeticizing this Shikshastika. Okay. Give me a D. You know what a D is? There you go. Cheto darpanam marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. Cheto darpanam marjanam. Sri Yakkaidava Chandrika Vatadanam Vindyavadhu Jivanam. Anandam Burivardhanam Pradipadam Purnamita Swadhanam. Sarvatmasna Paramparam Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Go. Oh, you did.
See, that's the problem. I won't be able to do this one. All right, someone needs to play the cartel so I can do this. I'm sorry. It'll probably be easier this way. Okay. All glories to the chanting of Sri Krishna's holy names, which easily extinguishes samsara's blazing flames. By polishing the lust-encrusted mirror of the heart, that chanting is the waxing moon that knows the secret heart of causing the of good fortune to unfurl its petals far and wide throughout this bleak and blighted world of transcendental knowledge which will take us to life's goal. The chanting of the name of Krishna is the life and soul. The ocean of ecstatic bliss floods far beyond its bounds. Wherever Krishna's merciful and mystic name resounds. Indeed, whenever Krishna's names are sung in congregation, at every step one tastes the joy that knows no limitation. So hear with great attention as I earnestly request, please chant Sri Krishna's holy name and be supremely blessed. By transcendental potency, that name will surely bless you with pure love for Krishna and the end of all distress. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Nam Nam Akadi Bahudani Jasarva Shaktis Tatra pita niyamitak smarane nakala etadrishi tavakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idvisham ihadane nanuraga Krishna Govinda and Keshava too. Your names have no end, and in each of them you have invested your potencies, leaving not out. Whenever we want, we can chant them without the slightest restriction of time or of place. O Lord, who can fathom your infinite grace? Yet I am so wretched, devoid of all shame, that I haven't developed a taste for your name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Trinadapi sunichena tadodiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtani aksadahari. Trinadapi sunichena tadodiva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtani aksadahari. More humble than a blade of grass, as tolerant as a tree, to think all praise belongs to others none belongs to me. These qualities attract the Lord to bless one with the power to chant His name incessantly until the final hour. To chant His name incessantly until the final hour. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha, Kamaye, Mamajanmani, Janmani, Shrede, Bhavatan, Bhakti, Rahoy, Tuki, Trahi, Nadanam, Sundarim, Kavitam, Vajagadisha, Kamaye, Mamajanmani, Janmani, Shrede, Bhavatan, Bhakti, Rahoy, Tuki, Trahi. Wealth and women, followers, the fruits of mundane piety, liberation from this world of limitless anxiety. For me, O Lord, such common goals have not the slightest worth. Let me serve you purely now and in each future birth. Let me serve you purely now and in each future birth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ainanda tanuja kinkadam patitam mavishame bhavam bodhav kripayata vapada pankajasta tiduli sadasham vichintaya. Ainanda tanuja kinkadam patitam mavishame bhavam bodhav kripayata vapada pankajasta tiduli sadasham vichintaya. Keep going. Your servant for eternity, I lost my true identity and fell into this horrid sea of birth and death, O Lord. O Nanda son, please hear my plea. By your sweet grace, consider me a speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. A speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nayanangavada Sudadaya Vadanangan Kadadudhyagara Pulakanichitam Vapukadata Vanamangahani Bivishiti Nayanangavada Sudadaya Vadanangan Kadadudhyagara Pulakanichitam Vapukadata Vanamangahani Bavishyati. Tears streaming from my eyes, my voice choked with bliss. The hairs upon my body standing up in happiness. When will all these signs of rapture decorate my limbs? As I chant your holy name, the monarch of all hymns. As I chant your holy name, the monarch of all hymns. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Yugaitam nameshena chakshusha prabhushahitam shunyahitam jagat savam govinda vidahe name. Yugaitam nameshena chakshusha prabhushahitam shunyahitam jagat savam govinda vidahe name. Every moment drags on like a million years or more. From the rain clouds of my eyes, the tears in torrents pour. This whole creation's nothing but a vast and joyless void. Oh, Govinda, by her absence I am being destroyed. Oh, Govinda, by her absence I am being destroyed. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ashlishiva pararatam panashtu mam darshanan marmahatam karotu va yatatata va vidadhatu lampato mat prananatas tusahevanapara. Let Madhava embrace this maid who's fallen at his feet, or let him trample me or my most ardent hopes defeat, by never giving me a chance to see him anywhere, just shattering my heart and plunging me into despair. You see, he is a reckless libertine and not a saint, so let him act in any way he likes without restraint. Yet though his cruel and crooked ways may cause me constant woe, Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. Krishna is the only Lord my heart shall ever know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitya Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitya Gaura Hari Bo. Nitya Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. And then there's this one Palashruti verse, Prabhura Shikshastaka Shloka Ye Pade Sune Krishna Prema Bhakti Thar Bade Dine Dine. These eight essential verses Lord Chaitanya wrote to teach the practice and the goal of chanting Krishna's holy name. Day by day, whoever sings or hears this hymn will reach a little closer to perfection. Spotless Krishna Prem. Gaur Premanande Haribo. So that's the end. We can do one more. There we go. Any questions or comments on this? You're welcome to have this. Just write to me. I'll send it to you. We have a video.
Maybe that'll be produced. You can have it. There's also a, I don't know if it's on YouTube, or I did this in Mayapur in 2005, just like I did. And it wasn't my desire, but they insisted that I do this for the big deities, you know. And so I went up there, my voice was hoarse, and somehow or other I sang, and it was recorded, so it was a DVD was made of it. So you can find that on the internet somewhere. No final comments? We have one back there? Yes, please. Himanshu Prabhu.
Thank you so much for your beautiful presentation.
Hare Krishna.
I have
two
quick questions.
Sure.
One maybe a little bit longer. The first sort of quick question is, we heard recently from Chandramali Swami that one round chanted before Mangalarti is equal to four rounds chanted after Mangalarti.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've heard this also, what your thoughts are on this.
I never heard that, but if he says it, it must be true. I think he's referring to there, and I think we all have experience of that the quiet time is very quiet, you know, before Mangalarti. You have a better opportunity to really focus on the holy name. We all know that later in the day, if you leave your rounds till later, it becomes much more difficult. You may chant them, but what are you actually hearing, you know? So that early time, you know, right after Mangalarti, right before Mangalarti, is very good, you know, for chanting. And, you know, we're told Brahma Muhurta is so important. But certainly those who are really serious, especially, you know, Prabhupada always said, and this comes out in Mahanidhi Maharaj's book, The Art of Chanting, Hare Krishna. Is anyone familiar with that book? It's a very good book. He talks about how Prabhupada started this movement that the earlier devotees were supposed to chant 64 rounds. And, how can we do that? You know, they just finished stringing their rounds from their beads from the five and dime, you know, they were the big beads, and Hare Krishna, Hare. They probably chanted about 7 or 8 or 10 minutes a round. If you try to, 64 rounds would take you all day, you know. So they pleaded with Prabhupada, 32, no problem. You're 32, you have to, probably, you know, okay, 16 absolute minimum. But that was like the minimum. And sometimes Prabhupada would say, you should chant Akadashi, you know, chant more, 25. So as time goes on and we have the ability and the inspiration, we can chant more rounds. And the best way to do that is to get up really early. Chant, you know, 5, 6, 10 rounds before Mangalarti, then you have an opportunity to really increase, you know. It's a big commitment. I sometimes dream of chanting 64 rounds. How to possibly chant 64 rounds while attending a full morning program. This has been my thing for all these years. I always attend the whole morning program, and I find it's a very good foundation. And, you know, that's a good 2 hours, you know, with the Mangalarti and the class, you know, and the Guru Puja, and the Tulsi Puja, you know. So if you were to just get up at like 3 o'clock, say, and start chanting at 3:30, I figured it out. If you chant 5 minute rounds, which is a pretty good clip, but you can get it to that 5 minute round. It takes 5 hours and 20 minutes to chant 64 rounds. Now that would bring you to about 8:30, just in time for breakfast. Yeah? But there's no morning program. Your morning program is chanting Hare Krishna. So being part of this ISKCON movement, which is a preaching movement, you know, we're meant to chant at least 16 rounds and then preach the rest of the day. You know, the devotees were chanting the 16 rounds and then they would go out and do Harinam for 8 hours. Now that's absorption in the holy name. That's why you see all those devotees glowing, you know, in those early days in the old BTGs. They're chanting 8 hours a day, which is great, you know. So we may not be able to do that, but the quality can be increased. That we have in our power, and that was what this was all about. And gradually, if the quality increases, then your desire to chant more will increase also, and you'll find time when you can actually increase. So that specific injunction I'm not familiar with, but it's certainly good to chant before Mangalarti. That's the sign of real seriousness. You had another question?
Question had to do with in Harinam Chintamani.
Uh-huh.
I think it's when they're speaking, I believe it's mentioned how chanting with proper sambandha is very important to avoid offenses. You remember that? I don't remember the exact wording.
I don't remember the exact wording, but proper sambandha means proper understanding of
proper sambandha gyan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something I've been working on is, you know, improving my hearing so that my conceptions can change, so my chanting is more better quality. Mm-hmm. But how do I know that my conceptions are changing? Is there a way for me to judge myself in terms of how my conceptions are changing?
Conceptions are changing?
Yeah.
Only you can be the judge of that, Prabhu. I can't give you the test is that the standard test to see if you're doing the right thing, you know, is that you're getting detached from material things and you're getting attached to Krishna. So it's certainly this idea of the importance of Sambandha Gyan, which means, yes, we understand this isn't just some song we're singing here. This is Krishna in sound, and we understand who Krishna is and what this world is, who we are, what the relationship is. That's the understanding, and that just like this, verse, "I nanda tanuja kinkadam," that has some bandha in there. I am your eternal servant, but I lost that position, and I'm now struggling in the material world. That's an important part of Sambandha Gyan. So, with that understanding, then one can truly chant with deep emotion to please lift me up out of this ocean of birth and death. Otherwise, the whole material energy is very skilled at making us forget all that and thinking that our home is here, we can enjoy here. You know, so we have to constantly reiterate this Sambandha Gyan. It never gets old. You know, that's why we're supposed to read Bhagavad Gita every day, hear Bhagavatam every day, so that we're reminded in our neophyte state. Because we have a tendency to relapse and forget. So good association, the morning program, all of these things keep us fixed in the conception. Yes, birth, death, old age, and disease. This world is a dreamlike phantasmagoria. I shouldn't try to deepen my involvement with this world. Live as simply as possible, sustain oneself, family, whatever is necessary. But minimize the entanglements, the attachments that you... Think of it this way. I sometimes think of it this way. I don't always follow, it perfectly, but the thought is there. I know for a fact that in order to go back to Godhead, I have to be free of material attachments. So why should I cultivate any kind of attachment in this world that I'm then going to have to break later on? I have to be cured of it, you see? I already have so many attachments. All right, I'm trying to loosen them or get over them and become attached to Krishna. That's the whole process of bhakti. We're doing that all the time. So why should I then stop that and engage in something that's going to make me cultivate an attachment for this world that I know, again, I'll have to give up if I want to go back to Godhead? You see, it's perfect logic. The problem is that the activities don't always follow the reason. The lower self control dominates over the higher self. So when you think like that, then the prayer to the holy name to please increase my attachment to you unlimitedly, which is attachment to Krishna, makes perfect sense. It makes perfect logic also. So that understanding of our constitutional position helps us to continue to pray sincerely in the holy name and to call out that way. Anyone else have a question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. We have a few minutes, I guess.
A moment.
To RT.
Thank you, Prabhu. My voice is gone, so I'll try. Okay. Thank you for putting up with it. I was going to ask, but it seems like the question is almost already answered, that at our stage, qualitative chanting really means that we have to have some prayerful mood. It's not just that we're hearing the name, but we also are recognizing that I need something from the holy name. Like we have a prayerful mood. Is that command correct?
I'm not exactly getting it. It's almost like the mic is going out or your voice is going out, the combination.
Let's try it again. At our stage, uh-huh. I feel that I may have already gotten this answer from you, but it seems that qualitative chanting doesn't just mean attentive, but there must also be a mood of prayer because, honestly speaking, where we are, we need a lot of help. So like in relation to what he's saying, kind of really to recognize for it to be quality from the heart means there has to be a prayer.
Exactly. That qualitative, that calling out, that emotive, element to the chanting, rather than just this is an object of meditation, because is actually a mature stage as well. That's why we see Lord Chaitanya in his progressive prayers. Right, he starts out. It's interesting. Nada namna dhanamna sundari. He's praying there for pure devotion, right? Ahoitiki bhakti, but he's not even praying to Krishna so much. Jagadish, You know, that's kind of a generic name of God, you know. But then the next verse, it's Tanuja, Nanda Tanuja. It's undoubtedly Krishna in Vrindavan. And the next verse, he's praying for perfection, that they actually experience the bhava, you see? So we can certainly adopt, especially that first one, Nadanam Najanam Nasundari. And, we can custom make our own prayers. That's why I was concentrating, please give me the strength or the ability to focus on you. You know, that's the first step. And so much comes from that. Just becoming absorbed in Krishna through his holy name, then Krishna acts from within and gives us so much realization. And that's where we build on that and go forward in our devotional life. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.